Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, hey, good Thursday morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show to our listening audience, those 39,000-plus people who have tuned in at some point in time to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we want to thank all of our listeners. You truly keep this show going, and the passion that you put forth listening to this show that keeps us pushing forth with our passion. As you know, we've been talking about all this week, and we've got one more show to do tomorrow on passion-driven prosperity. Passion-driven prosperity. You know, hey, you got to be passionate about what you do. We want to cover a couple good points this morning. And, you know, we just want to thank you for, again, tuning in. And you want to make sure, you know, one of the things that close out, and you want to get a copy of this book, Passion-Driven Prosperity, that I've been sharing information from. Make sure you text us your email address, and you can text that email address to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774 to get you a copy of Passion-Driven Prosperity and get on our email list so that you can receive e-books and other great information from us. Hey, one of the things they talk about in this book is getting passionate about your career and blazing a glorious path at the office is great, but don't let your loved ones suffer from a lack of passion at home. And this is key, and we're going to tie another article into this, too, by Darren Hardy. A proper balance has to be struck by giving love to your spouse and children to a passionate lifelong affair with your wife or husband can do wonders in your work life, too. You're happy and relaxed, and your body glows with the healing effects of a healthy love life. The love you shower on your children is also reciprocated many times over. A man or woman is truly respected if he or she excels in all of his roles as a worker, a son or daughter, a husband or wife, a father or grandfather, and a community member. Devote time and passion to all of these roles. When you have genuinely mastered the art of passion, you will find that it pervades every minute of your day, be it in the boardroom, the bedroom, or the playroom. So you really want to make sure, as he's talking about here again, having a balanced life, the balanced life, being passionate and having a balanced life. Too often people's lives are out of sort. You know, and so you want to make sure you do that. Your passion could be a great tool that could take you places. Don't stifle it. Don't let it die. Instead, give it the right fuel and watch it blaze like an inferno. This should be the inferno of your success. All the best to you. You know, you want to make sure that your passion is a great, great tool, and you want to use it wisely. And we want to tie something in to this thing about passion, and tying it in also with goal setting. And here's a piece by Darren Hardy. Darren Hardy is the editor of Success Magazine, and he sits in a powerful position. I mean, Napoleon Hill is sitting in that position, Hyde Mandingo, W. Clement Stone, you know, and I mean, that's a great magazine. If you're not following that magazine, you should definitely go online to success.com. And, you know, and get plugged into that magazine. There's always a lot of great articles in that magazine. Recently, you know, had a great article in there around John Maxwell's new book, The 15 Irrefutable Laws of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, which we shared some information from, and we'll be wrapping up tomorrow's show with some more information from Maxwell and from Jim Rohn. Today we want to touch on this Darren Hardy piece. Then I got a Napoleon Hill clip to listen to on Applied Faith. Well, anyway, Darren Hardy has this article. It's interesting. It's very, very great. And, you know, he gives it a catchy title. He says, goal setting doesn't work, and Santa Claus doesn't really exist either. And he says, and let's dive into this article and see what he's talking about when he says goal setting doesn't work. When we were kids, we were taught we could go write down everything we wanted and mail it to the North Pole, and then magically all of our desires would appear on schedule under the tree in our living room and complete with pretty paper and bow. When we grew up, we realized there wasn't really a big roly-poly guy who flew around the world in a single night on a sled and pulled a reindeer and squeezed down our chimney and delivered those presents. We found out the real person had to go out, sacrifice, earn money, march through the shopping malls, wrestle the things home, put them together, wrap them up, and place them under the tree. Darren Hardy says, I think many people must still believe in Santa Claus. You cannot simply write down a list of wants on New Year's Day, stick it in a drawer for the rest of the year, and wait around for your life to change. He's saying this is what a lot of people do with goal setting, you know, that they write stuff down on a list. How many of you out there got this list of lofty goals, but you ain't hit them? You ain't hit them yesterday. You ain't hit them last week. You ain't hit them today. As a matter of fact, if you go back to your list of goals, you ain't never reached none of them. See, that's what he means when he says, and Santa Claus doesn't really exist either. And he's going to give some solutions to how to get beyond that. Sorry, but it's time to grow up and get serious. Most people know how to write down their goals, but few know how to achieve them. I would like to help you move from goal setting, rainbow chasing, wishing upon a star, and lamp rubbing to achieve the actual results in your areas of your life in which you dedicate yourself. This article will help you get started. Warning, achievement requires work, discipline, commitment, maybe some heartache, and a stiffened spine, and any of that makes you queasy, I invite you, if any of that makes you queasy, I invite you to continue reading. I would add to that warning, besides hard work, discipline, and commitment, I would also say passion. That's what we're talking about this week, passion-driven prosperity. Now, Darren Hardy goes on to say, a cause of all your problems and the solution. When I ask people what they want in their lives, I hear things like, I need to make more money, or my marriage is unhappy, I need to lose weight. But these are simply symptoms or outcomes of the problem. The cause of the problem is you. And this is probably one of the most sobering understandings you can reach as you work towards your stated goals. Whatever it is you want to change, your marriage, your financial situation, your weight, you'll never achieve lasting change until you change. Once you improve, everything else around you will improve. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are and who you are. You might have heard that before. Well, that's applied. He says you don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You will only have the level of success in any area of your life equal that level of, that levels your level of self-worth. But the human tendency is to engage in the study of effects while giving little attention to the cause. See, what is the cause? That's what he's talking about when we do this goal setting and, you know, being passion-driven and having faith. What is the cause of why we're not getting what we want? And he says, it's you. Yeah, me. I. You know, what changes are we willing to make? I see this travesty played out every day. People complain about their terrible marriage, and so they leave it. Oddly enough, they end up with similar problems in the next relationship. Why? Because they didn't really address the real problem. The same set of circumstances and patterns of behavior will create the same outcome. Some people go from diet plan to diet plan, losing weight and then gaining it all back. Why? Because the plan and the weight aren't the issues or the solutions. I've seen that one before, right? People that go through these diet plan things, you know. Because the plan and the weight aren't the issues or the solutions. They are, and the weight will ultimately meet them back where they are. Whatever you are in life right now, it's your own doing, good or bad. A lot of us don't like to hear that. The first step to changing the tragedy trajectory of your life, as well as to achieve and sustain, is to take complete responsibility, responsibility for your circumstances today. Wherever you are in life right now is your own doing, good or bad. It's your fault. Your parents aren't responsible. The economy isn't. McDonald's isn't. You are. You are 100% responsible for everything, by what you did, what you didn't do, or how you respond to what was done to you. Once we get that straight, then we can get to the heart of how to fix and improve any outcome that you desire. Here's how it works. Let's say my goal is to earn an additional $100,000 next year. The question is not what is going to make me $100,000 next year. The question is, who do I need to become to earn an additional $100,000? See, this is key right here, because it talks about it's talking about your activity. So in other words, if you say, I want to earn an extra $100,000 next year, you just can't write down, I want to earn extra $100,000. Who do I have to become to earn that? What does I have to do? Goal, I am earning an extra $100,000 income this year. Question, who do I have to become to achieve this? Answer, I'm a smart, confident, and effective leader. I seek and cultivate the strength and greatness in everyone around me. I am a goal-setting, disciplined master of time and efficiency. I focus solely on the high payoff and high productivity actions. I wake up an hour early, and I review my priority objectives each morning. I fuel my body properly and exercise 4 days a week so that I'm energetic and highly effective each workday. I feed my mind ideas and inspiration that will support and bolster my passion. I surround myself with peers and mentors who elevate my expectations and probe me to rise to greater levels of discipline, commitment, and achievement. Action. Yes, you have to actually work. Now, contrary to movie lore, you can't just sit on your tuss in your living room imagining checks coming in to the mailbox. You know, they tell you that little thing in The Secret, you know, the law of attraction. Well, you got to do something to attract it. You just can't sit like you sit, you know, on your butt watching television. I'm going to get checks in the mail. I'm going to get checks in the mail. Well, what activity are you doing to put enough in the pipeline to cause checks to come in the mail? If you do, you won't have that living room for long. You have to act in your plans. You have to get off the couch, walk out your door, and productively make something happen to get what you want in life. Doing has to follow planning. See, you plan, but you must do. So what do you do? Once you decide who you need to be in order to accomplish your goals, you have to figure out how this elevated person operates. How does this person show up in the world? If you are unsure, if you lack vision of your potential, find a model. Emulating the habits of someone you respect is one of the greatest keys to moving from where you are to where you could be. That's where a mentor and a coach comes in. And, you know, and by the way, you know we offer coaching here. And again, you can text us or send us your email or give us a call at 252-406-0774. We'd love to help you with those coaching needs that can help you manage your time better. Who has already achieved the income level you seek? How do they walk, talk, dress, shake hands, and interact with others? What time do they get up? What do they talk about? And what do they read? How do they prospect? How do they present? How do they manage their time and keep themselves accountable? Very, very important here. Who has the depth of intimacy and love in their marriage that you want in yours? How do they talk to each other? How do they listen to each other? What special things do they do for each other? How do they treat other families, friends, and colleagues? If you find the answer to those questions and act on them yourself, you too can have the marriage your model has created. Create a strategic plan for your life. Whether you know it or not, you are a multi-million-dollar enterprise. This is how much you will actually earn over a lifetime, or how much you could earn. Any multi-million-dollar business needs a comprehensive business plan, a well-designed strategic plan of action to do business. Without one, it's nearly certain disaster. So does your life, too. And Darren Hardy goes on. If you go to DarrenHardy.success.com, you can check out his blog. He had a series of blogs, and in the title he says, this one strategic plan action, a title he sums up, design the best 10 years of your life, a personal strategic plan for achieving big goals and designing life you've always wanted. The purpose is to help you access your greatest potential and live a life most people only fantasize about. Remember, you are the driver on this journey. Your goals become the roadmap. Before you begin, it's important to take a step back to gain perspective on exactly what direction you want to travel. So, you know, you can go to his blog and on success, that's DarrenHardy.success.com, and focus on how to get what you want. And remember this, in closing this article out, he says, we often see people who have become successful in every area of life, but utter disasters in many others. Tabloid magazines are full of this kind of drama with headlines of bitter divorces, drunk driving arrests, family feuds, racist rants, drug rehab, depression, suicide attempts. Many of these people, these same people, the ones many Americans idolize, are some of the most unhappy, insecure, and depressed people you will find. Why? Well, one reason has to do with what we covered, the U factor. See, so again, we talked about that last part about passion, is making sure that you have passion at home too, and, you know, passion in your life, your family life, so it's not just passion in the business world. Hey, we're going to pull up this Napoleon Hill piece because we're running, time is running short, and it's about 10 minutes long, and when we should get it all in. When Napoleon Hill talks about applied faith. Hold on.
Where I shall introduce you to your greatest asset, and with this introduction, the master key to success will be within your easy reach. I say this is your greatest asset because it is the fourth of the 17 success principles with which you may tap and draw upon the supreme power which created you and runs this entire universe. The name of this principle is applied faith. And I want you to remember it is not something I am bringing to you, but it is something you already possess, although you may not have made use of it in the past. And now let me tell you what applied faith is and what you can do with it. Applied faith is the mental attitude wherein you may clear your mind of all fears and doubts and direct it to the attainment of whatever you desire in life. In our first visit, I told you that you and I and every person are blessed with the privilege of complete control over but one thing, and that is the exclusive right to take possession of our own minds and direct them to the attainment of whatever we desire in life. Applied faith is a mental attitude we must cultivate and maintain before we can take complete possession of our minds. It is the means by which we may break the seal of that envelope I mentioned in our first visit and take full possession of the six forms of riches we get in return for taking possession of our minds and using them. Those six riches were, as you may remember, sound health, peace of mind, a labor of love of your own choice, freedom from fear and worry, a positive mental attitude, and material riches of your own choice and quantity. We are now, this very moment, standing in front of the gateway which can be opened only with the great master key to success. And I'm giving you the closest clue I have yet mentioned as to how you may take possession of this key. In order that you may condition your mind to embrace and use applied faith, you must understand that there are two ways in which you can use faith. You can put it into reverse gear and use it in a negative way by allowing your mind to dwell upon the circumstances and the things you do not want, such as poverty, ill health, failure, defeat. And this is precisely what the majority of people do, which explains why the majority of people go through life in misery and want. Or you can take possession of your mind and direct it to think of the six riches which came over with you in that sealed envelope, and you will attract these riches to bless and serve you all through your life. Isn't it a strange fact that most people make a negative application of their great power of faith by thinking about and believing in poverty, ill health, fear, failure, and defeat, when it would be so easy for them just to change their thinking over to the circumstances and things they desire. Now let me give you a description of the one thing which represents the main difference between a successful person and a failure. Please listen carefully and think for yourself as I speak, because failure to recognize the truth I am about to give you is the starting point of most failures. Successful people in all occupations, all professions, and all callings have one trait which distinguishes them from the failures. It is their capacity for belief. The failures see the hole in the donut, but do not see the donut around the hole. The successes see the hole also, but they see the donut around the hole. Thomas A. Edison believed that he could perfect an incandescent electric lamp, and despite the fact that he failed over 10,000 times before he was crowned with success, he made his belief uncover the secret for which he was searching. Give one guess as to how many times the average person must fail before he quits. Fails because of the lack of capacity for belief. How many times can you meet with defeat before you give up the ghost and quit? Henry Ford believed he could build a self-propelled vehicle which would take the place of the horse and buggy. And despite the ridicule of relatives and neighbors and the lack of finances, he transmuted his belief into an industrial empire which changed the entire American way of life. Mind you, Ford did this with very little education and no operating capital to begin with. Right here, let me ask you a question which may well change your entire life. You perhaps have an idea or a plan which would be useful to other people, but you have done nothing about it because you lack the self-compass to give you a start. In other words, you are now where Henry Ford was before he built the first model of his world-famous automobile. Mr. Ford broke through that wall of fear, which may now be holding you back, and put his idea into operation by making use of the mastermind principle I mentioned in our second visit, through an alliance with his wife. Now, the question I wish to ask you is this. Why don't you form a mastermind alliance with someone and begin putting your ideas to work for you? Belief is truly a magic word because it is the beginning of all successes. It is the very foundation of civilization. It is the one quality you must develop before you can make use of the great master key to success. To be successful, you must become a person with a great capacity for belief, and the place to start believing is with yourself. You should begin by recognizing that you were born with the privilege of complete control over your own mind. You should also recognize that by the application of the master key to success, which I am passing on to you through these visits, you can take full possession of your mind and make it yield you whatever you demand in life. Observe, I use the word demand, not beg. The Creator never intended for you to beg for anything. If he had, he would not have blessed you with full control over your own mind. If your life is not what you want to be, you can change it. As a matter of fact, you can do anything within reason that you desire to do if you embrace the principle of applied faith and keep it directed to the attainment of the things you want and off the things you do not want. I should know what I'm talking about because I was handicapped at birth by the four horsemen which keep most people in bondage all the days of their lives: poverty, fear, illiteracy, and superstition. I have discovered the master key which gives one deliverance from all the evils one does not want and opens wide the gateway to the riches which the Creator intended every person to enjoy on this earth. Applied faith is the only means by which the master key can be appropriated and used. Therefore, I give you these instructions through which you may create a mental attitude which is favorable for the expression of faith. 1. Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. 2. Give expressions of gratitude many times daily for having received that which you want, even before you actually get physical possession of it. Possession starts first in the mind, but please remember this. 3. keep your mind open for hunches from within. And when you are inspired to action, do not wait, but move on your own personal initiative at once. Remember, there can be no application of applied faith without action. Fourth, when overtaken by defeat, as you may be many times, remember that man's faith is tested many times before he is crowned with final victory. And accept your defeat as nothing more than a challenge to keep on trying. And five, a burning desire for the things or circumstances you want is the starting point of all applied faith. Be definite, believe, and act. And keep on acting if at first you meet with defeat. Six, when doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatsoever a man believeth, that shall he also reap. Remember, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you already have. But you may be using it in reverse gear by believing in the circumstances and things you do not want, the things you fear. Remember also that faith is guidance only. It is not a power which will bring you what you want, but a power that can guide you to go after what you want and get it. Remember, too, that your faith is limited only by your own capacity to believe. You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. I believed I could give the world a practical philosophy of success which would free men and women from their fears and limitations. I stood firmly back of that belief through 20-odd years of effort and saw my belief give freedom to millions of people. Do the thing, said Emerson, and you shall have the power. May I paraphrase this great truth by saying, believe and you shall receive. And now, until our next visit, will you please remember that your life is exactly what you make it by your own mental attitude.
All right. That's Napoleon Hill on applied faith, and he says your life is what you make it by your own mental attitude. Again, which ties right back into Darren Hardy's piece. He says, you know, about this goal-setting thing is that, you know, the problem is not the goals. The problem is you. What is your action steps? Remember, when writing goals and setting goals, you just can't put them on a piece of paper, stick them on the wall, read them, and don't apply techniques and methods to make them come into existence. Napoleon Hill said in terms of applied faith, it's a guide. It gives you guidance, but you got to take action. The key to everything is the action steps. Self-help books that you're reading, the key is the action steps. What are the action steps? In every one, they give you an action step. Are you taking the action steps? See, so important. I have people every day that I talk to says, you know, I'm going to do such and such in the business. Watch my smoke. I said, what's your activity? Oh, well, you know, I don't have time to do that. Well, how are you going to hit your goal? You ain't got no activity that leads towards hitting the goal. Business, you got to talk to people. If you don't talk to people, you can't make no money. You got to, it comes, boils down to your activity. Your activity. You know, your activity. Hey, you've been listening to Baba Jahi this morning, sharing with you Passion-Driven Prosperity, and we shared information from Darren Hardy's article, kind of, you know, very serious, but it's a catchy title. Goal setting doesn't work, and Santa Claus doesn't really exist either. And we also listened to Napoleon Hill this morning on applied faith. I hope you got something out of this, and you can send us a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. You have a blessed and wonderful day, and we will wrap up this Passion-Driven Prosperity tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning we'll share with you some thoughts from Jim Rohn, the late, great Jim Rohn, and from John C. Maxwell on passion and prosperity. So until the next time, hey, you have a blessed, wonderful, and prosperous day. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, Home-Based Business 101. Until next time, hey, be cheerful, be happy, and go out and shine. share your passion with the world.